Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It is so good to be with you today as we continue along in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse number 11. The psalmist says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." You know, you have to really admire this guy. He really had it within his heart that he did not want to sin against God. And also, I think it was maybe great motivation because he knew the result of sin would so often lead to emptiness, so often lead to disappointment in his life, and he didn't like living that way. You know, I find that so true within my life when I make a wrong turn and I fall away from the Lord, far as following the things that he would have me to do and I'm not seeking him completely. My life suffers, and when my life suffers, those around me suffer too because I'm not doing my best. Then the psalmist wanted to do his best for his life, and not only for his life, but the effect that his life he had on other people's lives. So he says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." He did something about it. You know, there's many times I remember a good friend of mine now that's now in heaven. I think a lot of you guys know him. His name is Pastor Romaine. He worked alongside Pastor Chuck Smith for many, many years at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa. And I remember him telling me many times when, you know, a married couple would come in and, you know, wanting Romaine to give them answers on how to fix their marriage. So it's almost like, you know, you go in there to see Romaine expecting him to have some magic answers where he's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat and fix your marriage instantaneously. But really what Romaine would tell me is that he would just simply tell the folks that as they would sit with him, he would ask them basically two questions. And really he would ask the man, as he would always go to the man first, and ask him, "Are you praying with your wife? Are you spending each day praying? Are you seeking the Lord together? And are your last thoughts together before as your head hits the pillows, giving thanks and praying to the Lord?" And if he could see right away if they had kind of a, you know, hesitant answer, he would tell them just to go home, start praying, then come back and see them in a few weeks. And then when he come back, if their lives aren't doing really good, the second question he would ask him, "Are you guys reading the Bible?" And he would ask the man, "Are you reading the scriptures? Are you hiding God's word within your heart?" He knew that if he would do those simple things, two things, if the man, the husband, would spend time praying with his wife and they would spend time in God's word together, that it would have a lasting effect within their marriage. And so it is as individual. And the psalmist realized that the word of God had that a correcting effect, so effect on his life, as we see in verses 11 and 12. If we want to have the word of God to have a correcting effect, otherwise bringing us back in line and following the Lord in our life, we need to do something about it. We need to apply God's word to our life. You know, it's one thing to sit in church on Sunday mornings, but it's another thing to allow the word of God to settle deep in your heart and allow it to affect your life to change. The word of God has its purpose. David was a man of purpose. He made conscious choices within his life, and he chose, and I believe at this point, if it is David who wrote this psalm, he chose to have the word of God. He chose to hide God's word within his heart, resulting in he would be a blessed man. Look at the book of Psalms. It requires, so often as we look at the book of Psalms, it requires our part, our effort, our discipline, our time, in order to read this God's word. And one thing, not only reading God's word, that's really become a lost art over the years, it's meditation. You might say, "Terry, what does that mean to meditate?" It means, you know, do you mean to go find some solitude place where I cross my legs and I just kind of hum or something like that? I go, no, that's not what we're talking about here. The word meditation simply means think on these things. We need to think on God's word. We need to look at God's word and just simply to allow it to absorb us and to take part of us. Notice what he says, the place where you hope in God's word would be. He says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." I hid. Otherwise, not only he was meditating on God's word, he was memorizing God's word, he was treasuring the promises of God. We need to be doing that. Hiding the word of God within our hearts resulted in him not sinning against God. Next time as we gather together, we're to talk a little bit more about this verse, because I think it's so important that we would take God's word, even as the psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." May that be our prayer this day. May we hide God's word. Oh Lord, help us to treasure your word within our hearts. Help us to live with you, for you, with all of our might, all of our strength, that this day that we might live our lives pleasing unto you. So until next time, may God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.